From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, researchers have found one key to the swarm of North Texas earthquakes, an ancient fault that's been reactivated. We'll start with something a little more high-tech, the bullet train that aims to connect Houston to Dallas. Texas Central Railway, which is behind the project, unveiled its two preferred locations for the Dallas end of the line today. As KERA's Bill Zeebel reports, one would create a deck over Interstate 30 in the downtown canyon.
One site option near Southside on Lamar and the Dallas Police Station includes 10 to 20 undeveloped acres Texas Central Railway says is necessary. The other nearby site would use some of the same land but stretch across I-30. A deck would straddle it, like Clyde Warren Park, on the opposite side of downtown. Texas Central Railway CEO Richard Lawless says both options offer enough room for parking and future development.
We certainly wanted to be closer to the downtown area. We wanted to be closer to the Central Business District. We wanted to be as close to the convention center as we could get for obvious reasons, and to the reunion complex.
A deck is Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings' preferred option.
Something I've been wanting to do for some time, figure out how we connect downtown and South Dallas with something that's got retail parks and the like. I think it would change the city.
Rawlings' view also extends past Dallas to Houston.
Dallas and Houston, the times were a little bit divided. I think this will bring us closer together. Businesses will more likely do business in both cities more easily.
Unlike Dallas, Houston hasn't heard where Texas Central Railway might put a station. Dallas Morning News architecture critic Mark Lamster, who's also a professor at UT Arlington, likes a downtown Dallas station. He says options farther away, which are being considered, would be a mistake.
Decking these highways that divide the city can be a very successful way of knitting the city back together from the way it was divided by the highway. And there's a lot to be said for that kind of urban acupuncture, shall we say.
This project is competing with one in California to be the first high-speed rail line in the country. This one will be funded by private money, so it might get done sooner. Lamster says we would still be catching up not only with Europe and Japan, where bullet trains have run for years, but China.
And if the United States wants to keep up internationally, it better look over to China, where they're building enormous high-speed rail infrastructure, and we're just way behind. So I think, it's time to get with the future.
A site decision on the Dallas high-speed rail station could be made this summer after federal officials finish an environmental impact statement. Texas Central Railway hopes to begin construction next year and fire the first bullet train in 2021. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.
Also today, researchers from Southern Methodist University released their first findings about the rash of earthquakes near the old Texas Stadium site. As KERA's Lauren Silverman reports, they identified an ancient fault that runs from Irving to West Dallas.
SMU seismologists and the U.S. Geological Survey say they've located the epicenter of the recent earthquakes that have rattled North Texas. The culprit is a 2-mile line that runs north by northeast from Texas Highway 114 to Walnut Hill Road along the Trinity River. Seismologist Heather Deshawn says the earthquakes have occurred at relatively shallow depths, between 3 and 4 miles below the ground.
Because they're shallow, their energy doesn't have to travel very far before it hits the surface. And so that means that when people feel these, it's an abrupt shake.
She explains the sequence of small earthquakes have been occurring along a pre-existing fault.
This is not new faulting. This is not the formation of a new fault. This is just reactivation of a fault that's probably hundreds of millions of years old and has been reactivated.
As to what caused the quakes, this preliminary report doesn't go there. Now that researchers have pinpointed location, they'll begin to explore both natural and man-made possible causes.
We look at things like, has the water table changed significantly above the earthquakes? Because water is heavy, right? We're close to the river. We'll have to look at the river. And then we also look at a broad range of activities associated with oil and gas production.
They'll look at drilling as well as wastewater disposal, even the possible effects of large earthquakes in other states. The same day SMU released their report, officials from Irving visited the state capital to discuss possible financial assistance for more research. There have been no new North Texas earthquakes in the last 2 weeks. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
The new chancellor of the University of Texas system is already making waves. William McRaven says all Texans should be charged in-state tuition for college, regardless of immigration status. That's the law in Texas right now, but it spurred a hot debate among legislators who want it repealed. Diana Douglas looks at the collision of higher education in Texas politics.
Admiral William McRaven isn't one to back down from a fight. The man orchestrated the raid that killed Osama bin Laden, after all. He's been chancellor of the UT system for a month and thinks that in-state tuition should be here to stay.
To me as an educator, I think it is the, morally right thing to do.
In an interview Thursday with the Texas Tribune, McRaven said he wants to help young people be successful in college, not to change America's immigration policies.
That's not as important to me as educating the young men and women in Texas. And if we had been doing that for these undocumented students for, at a minimum, the past 3 years as they've made it through high school, and right. In many cases since they were in elementary school, I think it's appropriate to continue to educate them.
Immigration and education policy is Don Huffine's job. The first-year state senator from Dallas is on the Education Committee and is one of many Texas Republicans who wants to repeal the benefit, sometimes called the Texas Dream Act.
It's an important issue that we do not keep the magnets or anything that would attract and promote illegal immigration.
Someone in the legislature has tried and failed to repeal the Dream Act every few years since it passed in 2001. This year may be different. Ross Ramsey is a political writer and executive editor of the Texas Tribune.
A lot of Republicans ran on this, and, those from some of the really conservative districts around, including, quite a number of them in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, came away from their primaries with a pretty clear message from voters that they wanted this to stop.
Others with strong opinions on the Dream Act include the Texas Association of Business, who want a more educated workforce no matter their immigration papers. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick wants it repealed. Governor Greg Abbott, who once supported the law, now says it's flawed. Chancellor McRaven's goal is to sway a few votes in a year when every vote counts. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.
And finally today, a pop quiz. See if any of these voices sound familiar.
Here's the case I've been working on. Almost 15 years ago, on January 13th, 1999, a girl named Haemin Lee disappeared.
Imagine 1,000 years from now. Imagine the future human beings looking back on us.
It's stuff that people think is science, but in fact isn't. They want it to be science.
Let's pause for something that everyone can agree on. Something that doesn't divide Republicans and Democrats, Sunni and Shia, Taylor Swift fans and Katy Perry fans.
Those are the voices of a new speaker series announced today. It's called Think Speak, and it's a co-production of KERA and the AT&T Performing Arts Center in Dallas. By the way, those names. First, we heard Sarah Koenig, the host of the hit podcast Serial. Then there's Radiolab host Jad Abumrad, astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson, and of course, This American Life's Ira Glass. The Think Speak series starts May 15th. You can find out how to get tickets at keranews.org. Mostly cloudy skies this evening with a low around 43. And tomorrow, it should be sunny with a warm high near 75. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 52. It's currently 58 degrees in Dallas, 60 in Fort Worth, 58 in Tyler, and 60 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.